Good morning, Unity North.
Good morning.
Good morning, a resounding good morning, yes? Yeah. Isn't it good to be here? How many of you are glad to be here today? Respond by saying, I am.
I am.
Excitement. It's good to be here. Now, I know that that excitement certainly has nothing to do with me standing here. I don't want this to waste. With me standing here before you today. But some other exciting things are going on today at Unity North, right? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, come on, you know. You know. You know about the drawing. You know. Hint, hint. While everybody may not be a winner, everybody will triumph because you have blessed Unity North with your gifts. Amen?
Amen.
So I am here today to share with you a message. I am what you are looking for. You know, God's got a good sense of humor, and I certainly have. I want you to tell yourself, I am, personalize it, I am what I am looking for. Personalize it. So, when this topic came to my mind, many thoughts came through. And while I have notes, as I told Danielle, and let's celebrate Danielle, she does such an amazing job. During my absence and my many travels, I missed the fact that she became Mrs. Agramonte. So let's celebrate Mrs. Agramonte. Yes. So, know indeed that I am made of that which is beyond me. And when I say I am, I'm taking the posture of Jesus. Jesus, when he spoke in the I am, he was referring to himself. When I say I am this morning, I'm talking about Reverend Dr. Eugene Tyndall Kirkpatrick. And what I would like for you to do is to personalize this to yourself. Will that work today? Are you willing to do that? Okay, some smiles are very nice on that row over there. I appreciate it. And so, the scripture... From the scripture, from the New Testament, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way, as our way shower, and for many others you've ascribed or assigned other attributes to Jesus in your own lives. Some savior, way shower, master teacher, for me, elder brother. And our elder brother, he showed us the way, and he showed us that the way was not outside of us, but it is within each and every one of us. Sometimes we come to church, or we go to social events, or women's gatherings, or whatever we do, looking for something from someone else when what they have is not enough for you. You are enough for you right here and right now. Amen?
Amen?
Yes, you are. And I want you to know that and affirm that. Any one of you could be up here today. I'm not going to ask you to come up. I've been known to do that. I'm not going to ask you to do that. But knowing that you are enough, that you shine, that you are now the way for many people who are watching you. How many of you know that there are great clouds of witnesses watching you every single day of your life? Amen. And because we are the light of the world, as Jesus said he was, then we have the ability to shine in what we do. I'm going to get through this. Jesus said, follow me, and I will show you the way. God in us is the truth. God is what we are in life right here. And right now, and we show through our presence and through our being that God lives in us. And believe it or not, many times we denigrate the body. We talk about what we wish we were, how we wish we looked, or, you know, how we look as we continue to move on in new stages of life. But that is the reality of our being. Right here and right now, this is your life. Remember that show? This is your life. And how is it for you? Do you know that your life is what you are showing right here and right now? But your life includes this physical body that sometimes we do not honor as we should. And sometimes we do not appreciate it as we should. But may I tell you this morning that the key to your I am-ness, your is-ness, is the key to your divinity, which is your body. I believe that God in infinite wisdom sent forth an iteration of himself that we call Jesus in our Western way, Western theological thought. But there are many iterations of Jesus by other names. Amen? Some of you know that. All of you probably do. But our divinity is the common ground of what we are as infinite potentiality. We are unlimited, aren't we? Jesus said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Christ, of course, the Christ mind, the anointedness of Jesus Christ, that's in each and every one of us. Thankfully, I grew up in a family where spirituality is what I'm going to say. It was really religion. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm from the Pentecostal church. But a spiritual formation was ingrained in me so that foundationally, I had one to build upon. How many of you can say the same thing? I think most of us can. Many people can, and there are some who cannot. All of you are familiar with the late, great Louise Hay, who did not grow up with that kind of background. But somehow, she tapped into who she really was. She knew that she was what she was looking for all along. And so we find, as we study the walks, the ways, the life of Jesus Christ, we study his infinite potentiality, how, according to Scripture, and I know that all things are possible when you believe. Some of the things that Jesus did, he walked on water, he raised the dead, he healed the sick. We can transcend anything. Now, I know some of you think there are limitations, but as I said to a lunchmate yesterday, y'all need to stop arguing for your limitations. Amen. Because you are more than your mind. Speaking of the mind, I'm glad to have a good friend and a member of my ministry here today. We came from a Selah. We took a pause for a whole week by the water. And there were seven of us. And she's here, Rosin, and of course my husband is right here today. And we talked and we just relaxed. We didn't have an agenda. We didn't have a format. How many of you are tired of agendas? Unnecessary agendas, I should say. We've got to have some structure. But we just chilled and relaxed and had a nice time. God was right there in it. A new client of mine came to me and she said, I really want to be the woman that God wants me to be. So I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm studying this and I'm doing that and I'm broken. And I said to her, may I suggest to you that in your brokenness, God is right there with you. Amen. Sometimes we have the idea, and we got it probably from our teachings, that when we go through trials and difficulties and financial disaster and distress, and we all go through that, I do believe, at some point in some way. You know, it's like robbing Peter to pay Paul and Mary shows up. Peter will wait and Paul will wait, but Mary's not going to wait. Amen. She wants her money right then and right there. You know, y'all kind of stiff today. What's going on? What's going on? We're here to have a good time as we dig into this. Jesus, as our elder brother, showed us the way in many instances in our lives. But guess who Jesus is today? There are people in your life who are waiting for you to show them the way, not by being phony, not by being a know-it-all, not by being able to quote the great masters and what. There's no master greater than you are. Tell yourself, I am.
I am.
Well, see, some of y'all don't believe it. How about over here?
I am.
What I'm looking for. There's nobody greater than me.
Nobody greater than me.
The world will go on very nicely without me, but my world will not go on, Sherry, without me. And I'm giving thanks for this body and thanks for being here. And so the DNA of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Now, there are some scientists in here, and everybody knows what DNA stands for in terms of the blood, right? Deoxyribonucleic acid, everybody knows that, right? I look at the DNA of Jesus as our divine, natural ability, Kim. We can do it all. Amen. Not in the limitation of the body, but who are you beyond your body? Who are you beyond your mind? Amen. I take that scripture. I know that Jesus is the way. But I know that the way lives inside of me. It's not external to me. It's not in my head. It's not in my brain. Sometimes I might think it is when I'm having an off day, but it's not. When we get quiet and we get still, and we know and trust that God has given us the way. So Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth of our being. Jesus, the word in English, Jesus, that word literally means truth manifest. Write that down. I am the truth manifest. What you see is what I am. But you don't know who I am beyond what you see unless you can tap into the I am of who you are. That's what gives us the oneness, the non-duality, the oneness of who we are. And the nature of the word. I asked Danielle to change the spelling of my name on the announcement. Because it's all about vibration. When I was born, my name was spelled U-G-I-E. Yugi means love, peace, and unity. It's a Swahili word. But in second grade, when I figured out phonics, I wanted a longer name, so I added the E. And that has followed me throughout life. At that time, I didn't know anything about vibrational frequency and what names meant. But I know now. And so I am Yugi, I am love, I am peace. How many of you know what your name means? Be a nice idea to find out. How many of you like your name? If you don't, change it. You can do that. But the truth of our being, we are in God and God in us is truth. Life is what's happening while you're planning the future. Anybody got some big plans for this afternoon or beyond today? We all do, but guess what? Life, really and truly, we talk about this now moment, this present moment. Life is what's happening right now while you're planning for August the 1st, which will take place, but you have to know that the power that you have is in the present moment. Right, Jeannie? It's right here and right now. And so Jesus, as our way shower, taught us that the truth is right here and right now, and we are made of something more than what we see. The portal, Jesus within us, we talk about that, I mentioned that in the meditation. When we think of Jesus living in us, as us, for those of you who do not subscribe to the Jesus of history and all that he was given to do, know that there was a man named Jesus who walked the earth. The bacteria that was in his body that came from his ancestors is in your body today. So Jesus lives in us. How about that? Jesus is in us. And so therefore, if you accept the divinity of Jesus, the fact that he transcended just about everything that you can think of physically, he transcended it. And guess what? Because he knew he was the way to God, when he said, nobody comes to the Father but by me, what he was really saying was, I get to the Father by me, through knowing that God is our source and we have the divine nature of God. And so the living within, the I am, the isness within you, is the portal. It is not a geographic location. It is not within you like water sitting in a glass. It is not. It is simply the portal by which you can access everything that you want. That's what I've done. But there's more, Paul. You know, Paul is my husband. There's more that I want and that I intend to have. That was supposed to be kind of funny. I'll hear about that when I get home, but that's okay. And so, knowing that the portal is within us, the I am, what you are looking for, when you tell yourself, and when you know that for yourself, when you know it for yourself, it's wonderful, the kingdom of God, relationships, coming to Unity North, all the various blessings and ministries and activities that we all get to share and to enjoy. But knowing that the kingdom within me, the I am within me, the divine nature of God, lets me know that I am the beloved of God. Say that, I am the beloved of God, even on my worst day. I am is the gate within. As a part of what I shared with Danielle from the intertestamental gospel of Thomas, I shared a half of that verse, verse 70. Some of you might have researched it. This is what he said. If you bring forth that which is within you, it will save you. We used to sing a song at Easter, he would not come down from the cross to save himself. But he decided to stay there for you and for me. Again, an example. But if you research verse 70, the Gospel of Thomas, if you bring forth that which is within you, it will save you. If you do not bring forth that which is within you, it will destroy you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We go down all kinds of paths and situations in life thinking that we can make things better and that kind of thing. But I will submit to you what you're seeing today, who you're looking at. The path and the journey came with many, many gifts. And I call the wounds, the pains, the heartaches, the sorrows, the upsets, the disappointments, the misunderstandings, the failings. Those are gifts that brought me to the place where I am who I am, and guess what? I like it. How many of you can say you like who you are and where you are? You can clap your hands or stand on your feet and clap. I'm saying I like it. I like the fact that all of those gifts that did not seem like gifts, they seemed like anything else, Bill, other besides gifts at the time. But in retrospect, when I look around and see what God has done for me, through me, as me, no external, but within me, opening up, knowing that the way is within me, and the truth of my being is that when I bring forth that which is within me, I want you to say that, when I bring forth that which is within me, I will save myself. Breathe that in for me. If you do not bring it forth, I will say, I will paraphrase, it can destroy you. It's like being engorged with an overflow that has a purpose, but if it is not released, it's painful. It can become toxic, and that's what happens in life with many situations because we do not come into the awareness, the knowing, that I have what I need. It lives within me. And sometimes all I have to do is sit down and be still and know. This morning I wanted to hear a particular song and I told Alexa to play a particular song. Well, what she played was not what I asked for. I asked for something by James Cleveland, a song, and she played something by the Dells, whom I hardly know what the Dells are. My husband does. Ask him, the Dells. Well, I didn't grow up with a lot of music like that. But what I found out was in preparation for today, that joviality, that joy, that movement, that music, sometimes that's what you got to do when you're looking for spiritual practices. I was coming from doing a revival many years ago when I really used to be a charismatic preacher. And I stopped at a bookstore. How many of you remember Books A Million? Stopped at a bookstore and my eyes fell on a book. It was entitled Spirituality. And when I opened the book, what I read was this: the more human you are, the more spiritual you are. Sometimes we try to push that humanity aside. Sometimes we try to not deal with it or criticize what's going on. I'm speaking about me. I'm learning, haven't fully learned, but I'm learning to honor that. The aches, the joints, the pain in my neck from becoming the driver. Things that hurt in the body. You know, they're gifts. They let us know we're still alive and rocking and shaking. And sometimes, oh, I've got so much to do. Guess what? Thank God you got it to do. Because it's something that keeps you going. Amen? Amen. Something that keeps us going and something that keeps us moving. And so as humans, knowing that the truth of our being and who we are came with the divine ability. When we came into the world, that electric spark, when we took our first breath outside of the womb, and we had what was necessary for us to live until we go to the other side of that, when that electric spark comes again at the end of the use of this body, amen? And therefore we can go back into it or go forward into eternity as God has designed it to be. And so therefore, what did he mean when he said, I'm also the light? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And light outshines darkness. We are living in such a time that I am not going into detail, but all of you are given permission to go there in your mind. Spiritually, politically, religiously, economically, all kinds of things are going on. And sometimes they seem to want to overtake us. But when we remember, I am the light of this world, and I am the light of this world, I live in a body. Let your light shine. It's always there. Tell your neighbor, it's always there. Even in the darkest hour, the light is always there. And when we love ourselves enough to remember that and to remember who you are and know that you are love and that you are light, and that you are the way, the truth, and the light. I was thinking of a song, and I'm glad Will played it this morning. In our humanity, several people whom I grew up with made their transition this week. Three women, one right after the other, the events were not connected. But it brought me to a place, and we can identify with this here at Unity North, with the transitions that of the lives that we've celebrated, brings you to a place where you begin to look at your own mortality. And so that song that Gladys Knight originally sang, and Will played it, if anyone would ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, you'll be there between each line and page of glory. She said, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Now, Sylvie, she was writing a love song. Amen to somebody, and that's okay. James Cleveland rewrote the song, and he said, "Your Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me." Can we give Jesus a hand clap? Well, I took it upon myself as an author, not of songs, but of books. I changed the last line to this: I'm the best thing that ever happened to me. Can anybody declare that? I am the best thing that ever happened to me. Know it for sure. Live it, breathe it. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. And I am the best thing that ever happened to me. And so we hold the light of heaven within us. Because of the changes in this world, when you look at synthetic humanity, AI, you know what I'm talking about? All of the technologies that are taking place, people having chips implanted for this, that, and the other thing. Some know about it and some don't know. We need to understand that in our generation, in our lifetime, the greatest technology of all time is our humanity. The greatest thing that ever happened is our humanity. And for those of you who like quotes, John Nesbitt, the most exciting breakthrough of the 21st century will come through the expanded concept of what it means to be human, not through technology. Amen? We are the ones, we hold the light of heaven. We hold the infinite potentiality. We are the ones who can make a difference. And if you were born between certain years and you're a baby boomer, please know that that came with a great responsibility. It comes with the responsibility of holding this particular time. I am aware, as many of you are, that 2026 is the year of the reset. Tell your neighbor, 2026 is the year of the reset. Yes. It is. For those of in the know, Google it. This is the year of the reset. Why do you think so much hell and chaos is going on in the world? Why do you think there's so much upset and so many things that we never ever thought that we would see before? You can say amen. I'm not your spiritual leader. Reverend Richard is. I can say what I want to say. There are crazy things going on, things that we never ever thought that we would even see and that would be allowed and permitted throughout the world, throughout our nation, throughout our own state. We are aware of all of that, but you need to understand, as many of you already do, because you are the light of the world, because you shine in darkness, and wherever you go, you have the ability to change the atmosphere of wherever you are. St. Francis of Assisi said, and I love to quote it, "Preach at all times, Eugene. If necessary, use words." Amen. I hope I do that when I walk into a room because of the divinity in me, because of the expanded consciousness, because I am the light of the world. Amen. I preach. You can change it to teach. Show up and change things. Show up. Sometimes we need to stop running our mouths and we need to get silent and be still and know that the power that lives in us, amen, lives in the world because of us. I am. I am. Amen. Muhammad Ali knew it. He said, "I'm the greatest." He was before his time. He was the greatest in his life. I am the greatest, and you can stand up and point to yourself if you're brave enough. And say, "I am the greatest." Yes, you are. 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 Yes. Yes, you are. Give yourselves a hand clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, y'all know I'm feeling the preacher, so I'm getting ready to sit down. Amen. But know that you are the way. You are the truth, and you are the light. You found what you were looking for. You found it within. And you can sing your song, "I am the best thing."